This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Welcome, one and all, to Troll Hunters. This is Naeem. He's a player on Troll Hunters. And say something so people know that
Hey, everyone.
It's not a still photo. It's an interactive show. People want to know about you. Jeez. I'm getting viciously attacked by a dog right now. Yeah, oh boy. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to Troll Hunters, the most serious show on Twitch. We have a wonderful, wonderful show lined up for you today, full of adventure and swashbuckling and all kinds of wonderful things happening tonight. And as always, a number of different ways that you can interact with the show and help make it slightly better. You see, because being the most serious show on Twitch, we want to put it to the test. We want you guys to try and disprove that, which no one has ever done. And the ways that you can do that is, if we laugh or break character during the show, the characters will either eat one of these beans or one of these...
You can prove it to everyone by rolling the intro.
See, a less serious person would laugh or be upset by that, but being the most serious show on Twitch, I'm fine with it.
What's funny?
Yeah, there's nothing funny about it whatsoever.
Nothing funny to me.
Mm-mm. If I were to have laughed, I would be punished with either taking a bite of a pepper or one of these, what are these called? Bean Boozled, which may be good or may be literal dog food.
I don't think I've ever seen you eat a bite of a jalapeno.
I'm so serious all the time. Mm-hmm. And if you want to put us to the test here on Troll Hunters, there are a myriad of ways that you can do that. Why, for the mere sum of $10, you can leave a little hashtag review, which we will read out on the end of the show. They're kind of like little Yelp reviews. You can read, you can write about like what you thought about the adventure today, or the characters, or the action, or your favorite sandwich, or anything you want to review. You can leave those out. For $25, you can send a little troll messenger pigeon, which will fly in and spout you a little message to the players as they play, and maybe make them break character if they're not serious enough. Also, for $25, you can create a custom NPC, which I will weave into this game in some fashion. I will find it. It's a very complex story I've written today, but somehow I'll find a way to put your NPC in there. For $50, you get to create an enemy troll, which is a more combative NPC, someone who the team is going to have to fight or deal with in some capacity tonight. What do we got here?
Oh, hashtag no. NPC, an adorable puppy named Chuck, who follows Zeriffin around and viciously licks and cuddles him to no end.
Thank you. See, just like that. It's in there. It's going to be in there. Not right now, but it'll find its way in there. You'll see. For $75, you can create an argumentative troll, a well-actually troll. That's a troll with a point of view that wants to argue that point of view. And I will argue your point to the death. I've never lost an argument here on the show. Prove me wrong. For $100, we're going to give you GM powers. Because being a GM is hard. Sometimes I forget things. Sometimes there's like, oh, wasn't there supposed to be this in this? Wasn't Cobalt supposed to show up at this point? It's like, oh. Completely forgot. Thank you. So you get the full powers of a GM for a brief moment. You can't change anything about a character. You can't say so-and-so is now a blob monster. But you can anything a GM would be able to do, we're giving you that power to do. And those are the ways that you can contribute to this week's episode of Troll Hunters. So let us roll the intro.
Everybody, my name's Hook. This is my friend. I'm so sleepy, I'm just a little perp. Pay attention to me. Oh, it's so funny.
I'm not laughing.
I'm out of here.
Peace.
So, previously on Troll Hunters, a bunch of shit happened. I don't remember all of it. You were at a mansion. You had an encounter It was very spooky and so scary. Things have been going weird for the Troll Hunters, the members of Hakmer. And thankfully, due to Gorbel Graveblades entering a contest long ago, a radio contest, you all receive a letter one morning that you've all won all expense paid tickets to the magical tropical island of Isla, wait, what do I call this thing? Isla Nilbog, which is
of course
a wonderful island. It's a paradise resort, and it's the height of the season, and you guys want a little beach vacation.
Can I roll a little history on the isla?
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, 26.
26. Isla Nilbog, you know, it's a fairly new destination. It's out in the seas a bit of a ways, so that you will have to take like maybe an Eagle flight over there, or a Zeppelin or something, maybe an airship out there. It's fairly new, but it's kind of the hip place that a lot of young cats are heading to these days, you know, to get a little fun in the sun, you know, enjoy, you know, relax, you know. Adventuring's hard, so you do know that it is run by goblins. There is a contingent of goblins that run the resort. It's had a lot of good reviews. You haven't seen anything so far that's spoken ill of Isla Nilbog.
I'm so excited for our family vacation.
Yes, a vacation is much needed, I guess.
Too bad Gorbel and Dolan couldn't join us.
Is it bad?
Perhaps you're right.
They're both kind of the worst.
Dolan's dead.
Is it funny? By saying it and not really meaning it, I feel better about myself.
Yes. That's pretty funny.
Yes, yes. Anyways, I'm going to read the letter and see when they're going to pick us up and what should we pack, what will the weather be like, and what are the fun things to do on the island?
You know that the weather around this time of year is usually pretty good. So you can imagine it'll probably be warm and sunny out. There's a myriad of activities. There's hikes you can go on, like shuffleboard, and all kinds of like fun vacation-y stuff. There's beach volleyball.
Oh, all sorts of fun sand sports and sand. Water sports.
I hate sand.
I hate sand too, but it looks really picturesque.
I'll stop right there.
An illustration on
No, elaborate.
Well...
Why do you hate sand? What is it about sand specifically that
it's
you hate?
It's coarse and it's rough and it gets everywhere. But we can't be tracking that back into the castle.
What about when you were with that fish woman?
Never speak of her again.
Perhaps I'll speak of another woman. You should invite Marie.
Hey,
that's
Marie.
A good idea.
Yes?
You want to go on vacation, baby?
Our first vacation?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind if... I know it's... I don't want to be a bother, but I have been watching a friend's dog. Is it okay if it shows up?
Dog?
Yeah. His name is Chuck.
I've never met a dog before.
And she holds it out to you.
Hello, Chuck. Are we going to be friends, Chuck?
He just winked at you.
He seems to be okay.
Watch where you aim that thing. It could pee-pee and poo-poo right where you're holding it.
Oh, gross. Do they pee and poo?
Of course. That's what they're known for.
Oh, I think he farted. You smell that?
Oh. No.
Do we have to bring him?
Well, I'm kind of watching him. I can't just leave him here on his own.
How would he be fed?
Okay. I guess we'll bring him. I just hope he doesn't get between you and me. You know what I mean?
No.
Sleeping in the same bed. What if he literally gets in between us?
Well, that's fine.
We've never held hands before.
I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Okay. Well, let's go.
After a little while, a carriage does pull up, and it's like, hi, you members of Hakmer?
Yes, we are.
Well, congratulations on your victory. Please step in.
Oh, thank you. Do you have any refreshments in this carriage? I'm quite parched.
Yeah, we have we've got a full bar.
A full bar. I would like a sparkling cucumber mint lime water.
Well, I'll take an ale. Wait, do we order with you or just sort of help ourselves?
You just sort of help yourself. I'll be driving the carriage.
Well, I'll still take an ale, okay. I'll just take it myself.
Is there a limit to what we could imbibe?
No, it's all on the house.
Thank you.
It's on the carriage.
Yeah. No, it's in the carriage.
Is this your house?
No, it's a turn of phrase. I do live here, but it is not my house. I mean, I guess technically, because carriage driving doesn't pay much.
So it's in the house.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, thank you.
Do you want some teeth?
I mean, if you want to tip later.
We'll tip you handsomely.
No, I'd appreciate that.
And where are you taking us? Did you say there would be an eagle waiting?
Yes, I'm taking you to a field where an eagle will escort you to the island.
Oh, that sounds quite lovely. You're quite helpful. Thank you very much. Do you have a name?
My name's Gregory.
Gregory.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gregory.
I think we've met many times.
We have?
Yeah,
it does.
I've been your carriage driver a number of times.
Doesn't ring any bells.
Okay.
Oh, of course, Gregory. You have to... I must apologize. I'm just not good at names and faces. But now that the name is attached to the face, I will forget no more.
Great.
This is Chuck. He's
Hi.
New.
Hi, Chuck.
He's... Okay.
And do you remember my name?
Yeah, you're Silvaria.
Oh, you're very good.
You're the terror of the Wildlands.
What?
Terror.
Finishing hashtag actually.
Oh, God.
Okay.
You made an accusation. We are not the terror of the Wildlands. We are the protector.
Oh, sorry. You're right. I apologize. Please don't point at me.
I'm pointing at you.
No, please don't. I'm sorry.
You'll be fine. Trust me.
Okay.
Nothing will happen to you.
Okay.
Remember who you were talking to. Hakma.
You should stop doing that.
It's impolite to point, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. So should we be off?
Yeah, let's go. You're the driver.
Okay.
Take us to the eagle and stuff.
So you guys head off down the carriage. It doesn't take that very long to find the place where they set off the giant eagle is set. You know, you've been on an eagle before when you were president, so you understand the process.
Of course.
It's not something you do a lot, but, you know.
There's even in-flight entertainment, my favorite part.
And you board, and there's, you know, there's the pilot up front who commands the eagle, and then, like, the stewardess person. And then there's already one person on there, the eagle, with you, a tiefling woman.
Oh, hello. I don't think we've met.
No, we haven't.
My name is Silvaria Thornheart.
Nice to meet you.
And this is
Chuck.
You're Chuck.
What is
that?
Dog. This is dog.
Dog.
Chuck.
Okay. I'm Kalista Stormbrew.
Kalista.
Yes.
It's also Orphan.
I am Orphan Oxman's son.
Okay.
My name is Emmanuel Ashford.
Okay, nice to meet you.
We're headed on vacation. What brings you here? You must be headed to the same place, yes?
Yes, taking a break from work for a minute, so I'm going to take a nice little vacation myself.
Very nice.
Yes.
You know, I hear there is quite a many water and sand sport there at the Isla.
Yes.
Perhaps you could join our party. There aren't many three-person games, but four-person games, there could be much merriment to be had.
I would love that.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me. Sure. Yes.
And then you guys sit there for another few moments, and then one one more person walks in, a large troll, who's like kind of like bumping around, like trying to find a place to put it. He's got way more luggage than he should need. And he's like trying to like place it, but he's like keeps like bumping into you. It's like, oh, sorry.
You can just sit down. You just have a seat.
Yeah, and then eventually he does, and he picks the seat. Like there are open like seats that he could go to, but he sits right next to you for some reason.
Okay. It feels like, you know, the two very large men should maybe sit further apart from each other. I don't know.
I just grabbed the first one I could see.
There are many other ones there you could have picked
like
from.
You
could sit in anywhere. It's a pretty big eagle.
Can I ask you a question? What's your favorite soup?
Tomato.
Oh.
I like a minestrone.
I like cereal.
Cereal is not soup.
It is.
It's not.
How many times am I going to have this conversation? What is with you trolls?
It's soup. Look, it's a bowl. It's filled with a liquid, and it's got a few solids in it that have a very liquidy consistency.
Soup should be hot.
What about borscht?
What?
Borscht.
I don't know what that is.
It's a cold soup.
Well, that's called cold soup, not called cereal.
So then why isn't cereal cold soup?
Because it's got...
Because perhaps I could offer a compromise. You know, we're all on vacation here. We're not here to argue about...
Compromise is how evil wins.
It's got a point there.
You know what? You have morals. I appreciate that, troll.
Milk.
But
milk.
But, you know, I think when people milk say cereal...
Yeah,
you can't have milk in soup.
There's plenty of soups that use milk bases.
But it's a milk base. It's not just milk.
What's the definition of soup?
I would say that it is a heavy liquid-based food item with chunks in it.
Right, but you see, a cereal, it actually means the grain that's being served. So cereal is not soup, but perhaps we eat it a soup.
So in that case, chicken noodle soup is not chicken noodle soup. It's chicken noodle pasta. I guess if we're going by your logic, it's just pasta. It's
right.
Noodles and...
Oh, there could be...
Because apparently the broth has nothing to do with it.
When
so now nothing is soup. So either cereal is soup or nothing is soup. Those are the two options that you've laid out.
That's a binary way of thinking.
When we get high enough up, I'm going to push him off.
You don't have to
That's not necessary.
That's not really necessary.
I don't like this argument.
Perhaps maybe we should change the subject.
Do you want to talk about something else besides cereal as soup?
You seem very prepared. I saw that you had quite a bit of luggage. What are your plans on the isla?
You know.
Well.
What are you going to do? What does that mean?
Is the troll wearing some clothes?
Yeah, he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
I love that outfit.
And he's got a little bit of sunscreen on his
and
nose.
Yes, you're very prepared. And I love the print. It's floral, hibiscus. Beautiful. You have such a wonderful taste in fashion.
Yeah, and soups.
He's not going to drop it.
Oh.
All right.
We're going to have to drop him.
You know what you can do with soup? You put it... Okay, I know my argument.
I'm glad you finally figured it out.
Soup. What happens to the cereal when it sits too long in the milk? It gets soggy and undesirable. However, the protein of a soup gets better as it sits.
That's not necessarily true.
Yeah,
but
that's not. You ever left a soup out too long? Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, but it's not getting worse because it's been sitting out too long. It's getting worse because it's cold. And getting filled with bacteria. However, you could wrap your soup and you could put it on ice and you could then heat it up again the next day. Would you do that with your cereal?
I could do that.
No, it's soggy. It wouldn't be good.
And what about oatmeal? Hot cereal? Cold cereal?
It depends on
hot cereal.
It depends on how much... I think it depends on how liquidy you like it, you know? Because I think it's...
Porridge.
It's more of a porridge. It's the consistency is more goopy.
Wait, is a porridge a soup?
No, because it's too goopy.
All right. Well,
it doesn't have a broth.
Okay.
You can't say that.
No, because cereal has a broth. The broth is milk.
It's what? Not a broth.
It is a broth.
Milk is not a broth.
It is.
This is so frustrating.
No, she's right.
It's, you know, created with flesh and bone.
It could be anything. You can have a cheese-based broth, a beer
broth. No, you
broth.
Can't.
No, you can't change
that's
milk
not broth.
Though.
Yeah.
You're quite an argumentative bunch, aren't you?
Yeah.
Isn't broth a sauce? milk isn't a sauce.
Milk can be a sauce.
But there are milk sauces.
Yeah. This is very important to me.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I
will not drop
suddenly
it.
Suddenly, all the scenarios are appearing before me. Because there are also vegetable broths, and they are neither flesh nor bone based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've kind of painted yourself into a corner there, didn't you?
In a conundrum.
Yes. Ah, here you go.
Wait, Callisto, how...
Soup would be enhanced with salt and pepper. That's the rule.
That's your baseline there. That you're
that's
gonna
the
use
baseline.
That.
All soups are savory.
Yeah, I don't
know. All soups are savory.
Well, that's not true.
That's not true.
Why don't you put some salt and pepper in your cereal? See how good that is.
Wait, I do every day.
Who's had a...
You put salt and pepper in your cereal, you monster.
No. Who has been enjoying a sweet soup here?
Cereal is a sweet soup.
No. Besides that, are there other examples?
There's so many kinds of cereal. That's like saying, what's a good vegetable soup? No, other kinds of soups. Like, you know, it's like, you can't just cut out an entire brand. Listen,
what about
you're
a
so
sweet sour
small-minded.
Soup?
But that's...
Expand
sour.
Your palate.
It's not really
do
sweet.
Do me a favor.
Could you scoot over, like, 1 inch?
I can't.
My legs
I
are
can't.
So cramped
I
right
can't.
Now.
I like the window.
There's no... Everything is open air.
Yeah. I like
there's,
the window.
There's no window seats.
It's an open-top vehicle. We're on a bird.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes.
The window is around us. It's all everything.
Yeah, but I like sitting on this side of it.
So I can push you off when we get high enough?
Yeah, good luck Ooh. With that.
You know, I don't think I want to play games with you guys if somebody arguing with you is at risk of death because...
You have no idea how passionate I am about this subject.
Oh, he's raising a hoof. He's very serious about this.
I have argued this for many years.
Hashtag actually a troll appears that argues that arguing about cereal is soup is the best argument there is.
God damn it.
Well...
Listen, just because, you know, it's my brother's here. And he comes out. He takes the seat next to you. So now you're pinned in between the two of them.
You could sit anywhere.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
when
I'm going to sit next to my brother. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyways, what's going on? We're just arguing about soup. The soup argument. That's the best argument. Any other argument is invalid. That's the best argument to be having. It's the most... The best thing you could be arguing about right now is whether or not soup is cereal and cereal soup, you know, because there's no other good arguments.
I'm going to kill both of you.
Yeah, I'd like to see you try. I'd like to see you try.
What do you think about lasagna? Is it a layered cake?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, and
what?
And what?
No, it's not.
And what?
It's more of a. I would say maybe it's more of a shepherd's pie. Oh, you shut up! And they start like slapping at you.
Oh my
gosh! Well, maybe the situation might take care of itself.
They're like pushing each other, but they're like pushing you as well.
I want to rip a huge fart.
Yeah. Okay. Roll a d20.
You remember what happens?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Oh no.
He's clenching.
Six.
You have a very normal fart.
Does it bother them?
They start farting too.
No!
What? Oh, look what you've started.
I'm okay with the smell of my own.
Thank goodness this is an open air vehicle. Could you imagine if we were an encapsulated metal tube flying through the air, what that would be like?
I want to rip another huge fart.
All right.
What does Marie think of this? Orphan. Manus.
Six.
You rip another fart.
Marie, I'm so sorry. Chuck. It was Chuck the whole time. he can't stop.
Watch where you point that thing. Ugh.
Well, agree to disagree.
I would like to enjoy the in-flight entertainment. I'm done arguing about this. Argue.
Okay. You can flip through the scrying tab and see what they have.
Oh, I'm in a romantic mood. Silvari has been single through this entire adventure. I would like to see...
I'm single too.
Oh,
it's been a while then, huh? Oh, yeah, goodness.
I don't even remember the last time I had intimacies with another...
Yes, it's been a good while for me. Romantic. Okay, romantic, you said. Do you want something funny, maybe?
Oh,
Like romantic comedy?
Well, perhaps if we have a similar sense of humor, it could increase compatibility, but perhaps if we have a different sense of humor... I'm just speaking in hypotheticals,
okay,
of course.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm not implying anything.
I made it a little bit awkward there.
That was not my intention.
No, but it happened.
Oh, let's get a good fright, a horror film then.
Sounds good. Oh my.
Oh, they're quite skilled, these entertainers. Oh, that's a lot of bloodshed. It does get the heart
turn
racing.
Turn it off, please. I can't, blood, too much blood.
Are you scared?
I'm queasy.
You look scared.
I'm a little scared.
You could come sit a little closer with me.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's close enough there. Yeah.
All right, just have a hand right here.
Okay, just to have a hand. It's fine, yeah, that's fine. Okay.
I don't know. I'm stuck in between these two farting trolls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm just behind.
Speak about your own farts.
Farts are really not the romantic type of atmosphere I want to be in right now, you know?
Sure.
What a girl does need to be courted properly.
Very well. How far away are we? Have we even taken off yet?
No, you're about ready to take off. Folks, this is your captain speaking. We'll be departing in just a moment towards Isla Nilbog. Weather there is sunshiny and beautiful right now. So sit back and relax. And we'll be getting there soon.
You would think he would take a moment to finish his thought or get together before just, you know, doing the thing. It's just so...
He sounded a bit bored, honestly. I wonder if flying to and fro on a giant eagle becomes mundane after a while.
Yes.
To me, it's quite an exciting occasion.
All right. Everyone give me a... What we'll call this a... How about a... Constitution roll?
Uh-oh.
18.
18. 4. Okay.
10.
All right. So as you're sitting there, like...
13, I guess.
You guys took an eagle once before, so...
We did.
So you feel it, but... It's been a while, and it was only the one time. So it starts flapping and just takes off in the sky, and, you know, you guys kind of get thrown back. It is very unnerving. You are no longer on the ground. You feel very sick by this.
Oh, no. It's been a while since we... Oh, no.
Yeah. Emmanuel, you getting queasy?
Yes.
It's okay, Marie.
Please, if he does that, then it's just going to set me off.
Oh, God.
Chuck's doing just fine.
Hashtag actually you haven't listened to the important safety announcements yet. Uh-oh. Let me tell you about the safety features of this bowing and arrowing eagle before takeoff.
That's good.
So as it's sort of like taking off, it's like you see one more troll sort of like come in from the front. And he goes, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's about time I get you through this safety briefing as we are in the air. So what you have to know about eagles is they are unpredictable. There's a lot of rolling.
Do you work for this airline?
No, I just really like telling people about this. Actually, eagles are the most... They, you know, you got to listen to the safety announcements.
Because we don't.
You got to. There's in the front pocket of each of your seats is
there's
a
no
safety.
Seats.
There's you should all have pamphlets underneath your seats.
We
somewhere.
Don't.
It's very important that you read and consent to them. Like, sir, you're in
down.
The exit row. Are you aware that you are in an exit row? If something should happen to this eagle, are you willing to help out the rest
we
of your passengers?
We will all just jump off if something happens.
No, that's not true. We're hackmasters. We are heroes.
Yeah, okay. It's really important that you guys understand this. All the safety.
Can I get a bag,
Everything's
please?
An exit row.
You have a bag, didn't you?
What? I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Didn't you bring a bag for your clothes?
No, you have an extra bag because in case I vomit.
Oh, don't vomit. Ew, that's gross.
Well, I'm a bit queasy right now.
Well, why'd you get on this bird?
I'm going on vacation.
This is why you got to read the actual thing. You got to read the safety guidelines as you're going, because you should know.
Oh, these ones right here?
Thank you.
Oh, they were just right under the feather there. All right.
Meanwhile, perhaps I could get something together in my herbalism kit to help on Manuel. Some anti-nausea.
Are you bringing... Did you bring...
Oh, no.
Fruits and vegetables on an international eagle flight?
Well, actually, I don't consider bark to be fruits and vegetables.
Well, actually, I don't consider that the various pests and bugs that might be contained in some, even microscopic they might be, I don't consider the effects that they can have on an ecosystem not prepared for them to be a minor thing.
Well, actually, all my ingredients are powdered and dried, so there aren't any living organisms on there.
Well, actually, have you ever thought about the idea of introducing any new elements into a stable ecosystem could have catastrophic effects?
Well, actually, given the state of your dress and hygiene, I think there are probably more organisms crawling all over your body than in my bag, sir.
Well, ooh. Actually, if you're going to go there, we should talk about
this thing on.
We should talk about them shoes.
Well, actually, can you give me something to make me feel better, please, before I vomit all over this floor?
Yeah, that if we are all aware of the safety guidance, then we all do our part.
Okay.
Feel better knowing that there are those of us who are prepared for emergencies.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Hashtag GM the eagle is drunk and wants to do loop-de-loops and then heads the opposite direction and thinks the landing zone is this erupting volcano.
So you guys start going...
Pilot!
Hold on, Chuck.
Folks, this is your captain speaking. Our eagle is being a little unresponsive.
We paid good coin for this flight.
Flinus.
What are you talking about? I didn't pay anything.
Active volcano. And I'm doing the best I can.
You won this for free?
Right, we didn't pay any teeth at all.
We won this trip. We're experiencing turbulence.
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 That sounds really bad.
Folks, this is your captain speaking. I am really struggling here. I fear this might be the end.
All right. I would like to run up to the captain and take over the flight.
Okay. All right. You like start to like trying to pull your way as he's doing this loops and loops. I'm going to need some sort of check to either strength or acrobatics or athletics or something to like get up towards the front of this.
Could I use animal handling?
Yeah, I'm just saying to get up to where he
right.
is. Unless you have some other, if you want to use some spell or something, or you can think of a fun way to get to the... Because it's moving around a lot, doing loops and turns and stuff like that. It's
all right,
very
let's
hard.
Do athletics. So... 32, 33?
Yeah, yeah. That's just barely enough. And, you know, you very easily, like it's not even a... with your newfound elven, flexibility and stability, you're just like... Whoosh, 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 just basically, like, climbing and doing all kinds of cool flips to get over there.
Whoa!
Like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you make your way up to the front where the captain is. And you see
you
a
need
small...
to stabilize.
You see a small goblin, like, holding onto some reins.
Wait, is this Goblin Airlines?
Yeah. Yep, that's what this is.
Wait, I just heard your voice. It wasn't like that.
Oh yeah, that's what we do. Oh gosh, oh gosh,
all right.
Oh gosh, I'm so scared.
What's
Folks,
going on up
this
there?
This is your captain speaking. I'm trying to stabilize. Oh god! Yeah,
all right, I'm going to grab the reins and try to use my animal handling to subdue the animal.
All right, go for it.
But not so much that, you know, we crash land kind of subdue the animal. All right. Oh, that was cocked, I think.
Yeah, that's very cocked.
Oh, that's unfortunate, because I rolled much higher the first time. 12.
12. Okay. I would say that you like, get him out of the way, and you start to pull it, and you start, like starting to get some handle on him. It's not fully, like, you haven't fully stabilized the flight, but you're definitely starting to really get a handle on this bird.
How, oh my God. Goblin, how did you get this please. Job?
Nepotism. You're driving. You're starting to, like, trying to turn. You see it's clearly heading towards an erupting volcano in the middle of the ocean you're, like, trying. So you can either do another animal handling, or if you've got, like, a spell or think of some other way.
Wait, Blackstaff, we're on a crash course to that volcano. No, we have to save everyone.
We
have control monsters or something.
Yeah.
What can you do? Hold the monster. No. Yes. I mean, that will keep it from going forward, right?
It would kind of. Yeah. Maybe it might cause it to completely hold still and not go forward, but maybe seize up entirely, and then we would plummet to our deaths. Is that what we're trying to do?
Oh no! And I think I freak out and I'm like, alright, bad plan, Blackstaff. Perhaps a globe of invulnerability can keep us from getting hurt from the volcano?
That just might work.
Alright, let's do it.
Okay, give me an Arcana check real quick. Let me see.
How high above water are we right now?
You're getting pretty close towards the
that
water.
That was horrible.
But I would say...
12.
I would say you are, let's see, let's give you, about 60 feet from the water right now, heading towards where this volcano is. You rolled a 12. I would say, yeah, you were able to encapsulate most of the bird, but there are parts of it, like the wingspan is definitely coming out, but you are heading towards there in the globe of invulnerability.
All right, everyone.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Well, hurry up. What is it?
Oh, okay. I'll just do it.
We're going to get swallowed by a volcano.
So I'll use Shape the Flowing River to pull up the water from underneath us, which it has to be within 120 feet. So I'm going to pull up some water from underneath us and basically create a bed to take the eagle down for a water landing.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Give me some sort of check for that, whatever you can think of.
How about...
Meanwhile, I turn to Calista and I say...
Medicine.
I know we just met, but...
Athletics?
I really hope we could spend more 17. Time together after this.
I would like that very much as well.
All right. So you've got this globe of invulnerability... and the eagle starts flying towards the volcano, and just like this massive jet of flame hits, and you guys feel the heat like of this, like someone opening an oven door. But the globe, it seems to have like passed through, and then as the eagle coming down towards it, like your Shape the Flowing River like shows up, and it just like skids into the water, like the Miracle on the Hudson.
Oh my God! Excellent work.
Well, Amanda, there are flotation devices underneath our seat.
It's a Constitution.
Wait, yeah. you actually read the safety briefing?
No, the 19. Stupid troll 19.
Okay.
Told me. Oh.
You're able to keep it together, and you're happy to be.
Oh, thank the Lord.
As the eagle sort of like.
Get a hold of yourself, man.
And then Goblin goes, oh my God, I can't believe that actually worked.
Folks, this is your captain speaking.
The plane is not even
Goblin Airlines.
You don't have to keep talking like that. We actually see you in the seat.
We can see you. We can hear you. Hey, step out of it. Stop it. Do you know what you've done? You put us in danger. That was frightening. You almost killed us.
Listen, I'm only one goblin. I can't control, We've had cutbacks, okay? Honestly,
apparently
cutback on training or what?
Yeah, on eagle handling.
It sounds like you need a whole rehaul on the Goblin Airlines system.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. Like, there have been massive pay cuts, a lot of cuts. You know, the money. It's like the money only keeps going to the top. It's like we're doing fine, and then like the high ups are like, we need more money, so they cut stuff at the bottom so they can have more money, and they can make, you know, it's all about profit margins and stuff like that. You know, but what am I gonna do,
Marie? Are you okay?
She's like just holding a purse. Yes. That was terrifying.
Chuck, are you okay?
Oh, I think he's fine. I just heard another one come out of him.
He's farting.
Golly.
He seems okay.
How far are we from the Isla?
Let's see. He pulls out like this compass and he goes, let's see if it's we're not too terribly far. It's
should we?
You know, normally we just call a carriage.
We could just ask the eagle to take off again.
It might be kind of hard with water.
Should we just use the eagle as a boat and paddle there?
I don't think they could swim.
But we could paddle.
But they're
it.
Not like ducks. They don't have web feet. They catch scope.
But we could paddle it.
We're going to... At that point, should we just paddle our own bodies?
That's
Does
swimming.
The eagle
That's
need
hard.
To make it there? How are we going to come back from the island?
Well, let's... And we have all our luggage. I packed my finest beachwear. I mean, is there anybody inhabiting this island? Perhaps there are fairies. I think Isla's maybe perhaps part of a chain of volcanic islands.
Okay.
Roll history.
Ooh. 14.
Okay. Yeah. You remember reading about how it is part of a chain of active volcanoes, islands that have been being formed. So this is clearly the tail end of the chain. This isn't much of an island. It's mostly volcano, but there is some landmass to it. You're not sure if it's inhabited, but it's possible.
I feel a little bit more in tune with nature ever since I came back as an elf. Or woke up as an elf. I don't know why I woke up as an elf one day. I'm still trying to figure that out. But I'm going to look around to see if there are any fresh humanoid tracks to follow.
Okay, give me a survival check, anyone who wants to.
Survival. Oh, that's great. Six.
Six. There does seem to be some tracks that look bipedal and humanoid.
I got a 19.
19. And they do seem like someone wearing shoes.
Oh, someone wearing shoes went that way.
Yeah.
I said.
Yes. That's right. That's you.
Whoops. 13. I laughed. Fuck.
Juicy bear.
Well, you should lead the way.
All right, everybody. Get behind me. I'll lead the way, because I'm the bravest and the strongest.
I mean, I didn't even notice those tracks.
You're saying a lot about yourself. You don't know me. I'm pretty brave. I'm pretty strong.
I'm
yes, never
definitely more brave and strong than you.
I take offense to that.
Yes, I'm offended as well for her.
Yes.
Get behind me.
I walk side by side next to him.
Hashtag NPC, a party boat full of minotaurs who think they are halflings, arrives to see if anyone is okay.
You guys...
I'll take a pepper, because I don't want to eat the beans.
As you guys are like trying to follow these tracks and see where it goes, you hear like this thumping... And you see like this large double-decker like... yacht like boat pull up, and there are a bunch of minotaurs like, woo, yeah, are you all right? You all right down there?
We're fine.
No, we need help.
We need your help though.
We're not fine then.
Yeah, we got plenty of room. We're just a bunch of halflings.
I hate halflings.
What did you say?
I said something quietly to myself that you did not hear.
Okay.
Kalista, That's something you should know about Orphan. Orphan Oxmanson. Oh. He was a orphan.
Okay.
Raised by halflings. But as you can see, he's clearly a minotaur.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
bring up the size thing. He thinks he has not hit his reverse growth spurt.
These guys on the
yachts
look disgusting.
Okay.
For
thank
halflings.
You.
They, one of them is vomiting over the edge of the boat.
You shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Well, I told you that last time.
They're hideous.
I think they look just like you. Maybe you're related. Same
no,
monastery, perhaps.
I am a striking young halfling. Looking very halfling-like.
Hey there. You guys believe in the Yandala?
Is that like Jaeger?
No, they don't. Okay, never mind. Never mind. No.
Isn't Yandala that halfling god?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember we were taught that at catechism. Yeah, I don't know. I was a kid. I don't know. My dad made me go just because he was like, oh, I won't buy you your own carriage if you don't go. I had to go, so you have to go. I know. Oh, it sucks. Yeah, it's weird. It's my dad owns a carriage dealership, so it's like, you know, pretty important that I like follow in his footsteps. Like, you could be your own man, Dylan. You don't have to be that guy.
Well, while you're chatting about yourselves, perhaps you could help a lady out.
Oh, yeah, we can. You know it.
You all look so short and strong.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a lot of luggage. And, you know, I brought my finest. We were on our way to vacation at the Isla. Perhaps you could take us and our bags to the island. But please.
You'd be doing us such a service.
A real,
no, we're a solid,
a real
bro.
Solid, bro.
That'd be a nice gesture.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. You're braver than I thought.
You know what? Let's be friends.
Agreed.
All right.
All right. Somebody give me a persuasion check.
Me.
Okay.
It's down.
14.
14. He's like, all right.
For a fellow halfling.
Yeah. Halfling. Couple of chicks and
we
that dude with the weird arm.
I'm not a bird.
That's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
We should talk about that.
Yeah. His arm's all. Is he okay? Because he's got like one weird arm and
he's
one
fine.
Weird eye.
He's fine.
I'm fine.
Okay.
The eye is just mostly golden.
He's super
cool. It doesn't like look the right direction sometimes.
We don't body shame here, but I have noticed one of his arms is shorter than the other.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. It's super weird. But that. We don't mind freaks, do we? Just like Dewey.
That's not really nice,
that's not
at,
nice
all.
At all. That's horrible.
You know, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all.
Who are you, my dad? So you guys want on the boat or what?
Very well. I really don't want to get on this boat. I hate these people.
Yeah, we're coming over.
What choice do we have? We'll be on our vacation
can
soon
you
enough.
Put a ladder down.
Yeah, I guess. And they like have a rope ladder thing that hangs over the edge.
Climbing up.
Why do I have some memory? Perhaps I could roll. Do I have a broom? No, a mop. I have a mop, don't I?
Yeah, you had a flying mop.
I still have it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I will fly over there. Here, you can sit on my mop if you like.
Oh, thank you. It's quite
comfortable.
You
have a mop of flying.
Yes, we share this mop together over to the boat.
Yeah. So, sup?
So,
what's up?
I don't know what this. I was just smiling and nodding.
I don't know. I'm bad at this. Fuck, I'm sorry.
It's like a cultural thing. I don't want to be insulting. So.
As soon as it's like,
I think it's greeting.
As soon as chicks show up, I just fucking lose my cool. It's okay.
I'll translate
chicks?
For you if you'd like.
Sure.
What would you like me to say to the chicks?
Sup.
What? Who
says,
are you calling chicks?
I don't sup. Like being referred to as a
I
chick.
I was just using his language to. Level with him.
So everybody's a bird to him.
No. You see, we halflings like to call good ladies chicks.
You've never said that.
Yeah.
Well, I...
Ever.
Because chicks are fly.
I'm a little...
Well chicks are infantile and we're grown
halflings.
Women. So perhaps if in your culture you...
We'll call you chickens.
Hens.
Hens.
We could be hens and you could be cocks.
Ooh,
yes.
I like that. I'm a fan of that.
But in this case... We're not
roosters.
The regular size halfling, so we'll be the big cocks.
Yeah.
So,
right.
No, we could be small cocks if we'd like really envision it.
Yeah, We're close.
Just
we're
imagine yourself as a small cock, and you'll be in like you'll
I've
be
been
in that.
We got imagining that, this for years.
We got that small cock
I
energy.
I can picture it as a small cock. Yeah, I can see it.
But we're hens. We're not chicks.
Yeah.
We are small cocks.
I've lived way too many.
All right, now that we have
planet.
The nomenclature down, they want to say what's up.
What the sky?
No, they want to ask you how is it going. It's halfling speak.
I mean, we're going nowhere, but I'd
they
like
want to
to
ask you how are you doing.
Doing fine, very well, thank you. And
tight.
Yourself?
They say that's
quite.
Cool.
Oh, so is loose, like, not cool?
It's also pretty cool.
Hang loose.
Yes.
I'm very
That's quite
confused.
Confusing, yes.
I'll translate, don't worry. I'll be the translator.
Well, can you translate that we are very much appreciative of their assistance and appreciate more speediness to our vacation?
For sure. Dude, it's super fucking chill what you're doing for us. Maybe we could get a move on. I don't know.
Totes, bro.
Sick, brother.
What was that?
No, that's his dialect, clearly.
It's
we're not halfling
speak.
So we don't understand.
I'll take care of it.
I knew I hated halflings.
Dewey, start the shit. And you see, like, the boat starts to go.
Oh, okay.
My dad owns a dealership.
What's his deal? I'm so confused. I'm...
His dad is a salesman.
A salesman? And what wares does his father sell?
What sort of deal is... what's your dad sell, brother?
Oh, man. He sells, like fine-ass whips.
His dad sells carriages.
Oh.
Fine-ass whips. Wow.
Very nice carriages.
I thought that was, like, a weapon. Perhaps a weapon of steel.
And I understood as well.
Is this your dog, bro?
This is almost like a code.
This is my buddy. His name is Emmanuel.
No, I meant like
yeah,
the...
he's a homie, dude.
No, I meant like the actual dog.
Oh. Yeah, this is my very cool, awesome pup. He's a good doggo.
Nice.
Oh my god.
What a good doge.
I'm embarrassed for both of them.
His name's Chuck, dude. He's fucking chill. He parties.
Just so
radical.
Fascinated by this language.
Yes, halflings speak it. It's very ancient. Sacred language.
I understand. I don't understand, so just make an assumption that you need to translate everything for us.
Yes. Of course.
Wonderful.
Happily.
Y'all hungry? Because I'm starving as fuck.
He wants to know if you would like to take a break for food.
Oh, yes, I would.
I would love that.
Refreshments, perhaps.
It's fine with me.
Yeah, dude, let's get some sick noms, brother.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Sick noms, eh?
And I prefer, you know, anything that's quite delicious.
Something that's just real fucking banging, bro.
Oh shit, yeah. My buddy Kyle, he's like a fucking Guy Fieri in the kitchen.
Oh, boom, baby, let's take it to Flavortown.
Oh yeah, you know it.
They have lots of good delicious things. They have a chef on retainer.
Hashtag actually a troll argues that it's not the size of the corks that matters, but how you use them.
Well,
I want it known that I write down all of these so that I remember them for later. And for this one, the easiest way for me to remember is write cock-sized troll. So that I remember that for later when I implement that into the game.
Wow. Oh, you have a little mnemonic.
Yeah.
Right, all right.
So thank you for that. Thank
you.
Oh,
yes, I'm feeling quite famished.
We're all pretty hungry, dude. We could really use some sick noms, brother.
I mean, I got a fuckload of, like, pita chips and, like, fucking hummus.
They have lambus bread.
Oh.
Mm. Oh.
And a nice bean dip.
Bean dip.
Does anyone want a cold one?
Would you like an ale?
Oh.
Yes, I would.
I mean, we're on vacation, so...
Might I try my hand at this? I would very much like a cool one, bro. Cold one? Did I say something wrong? Did I?
Toss us a 6-1 in Natty Ices, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, here's an
ale.
Here's
a sixer for you.
Wow, that was quite loose and tight
at the same time.
You're getting it.
Dope.
I think we're onto something here.
Yes.
Yo. These chicks party?
Hens.
Do you like to partake in festivities?
Oh, of course, I love festivities.
Another good party.
No, but like, do they go skiing?
No.
What are they talking about?
What did he say? What did he ask?
More
there?
For me.
Wait, what did he ask there?
I don't understand what he's saying.
Yes, I go skiing. I love to ski.
No, dude, she doesn't know the language, man.
Yeah,
they definitely don't.
Fair enough. Consensus, like, toast important.
Yeah, exactly. So, and they said they don't know, but they say no.
Yeah,
are you talking about water and ice sports?
Yeah. No, I don't think any one of us are into water sports. I don't, fucking Dewey might be.
Okay.
Dewey might be into water sports.
I like water sports.
To go skiing. I want to be cool.
I want to
he's
be
He's asking if you do illicit drugs that are very mind-altering and not good for you.
I mean, what do you call potions?
Do you remember where... Never
it's
mind.
True.
Oh my god, brother, I think they do ski.
Oh, nice.
Holy shit.
They holding?
Do you have any potions you would like to give him?
Well, I mean, I have this herbalism kit. What are you looking to do?
You like herb, brother?
Yeah, you know I love that sicky... That sicky icky.
Sticky icky.
Oh, we got you on the good.
Yeah.
They love herbs.
Okay. All right, I hand over a healing bark.
Okay. Nice.
God, damn it.
Break off a small piece of this and chew if you're having any, like, headaches.
But what does he do with it if he wants to achieve an altered state?
Maybe if you have too much, you might have.
It might eat the whole thing.
Is that a dare?
Oh, no. I didn't think he would actually do it.
All right, dude. Just look at me in the eyes and take some deep breaths. You shouldn't have eaten that, okay? And you're gonna start feeling some paranoia rush in, all right?
I'm feeling it, dude. I'm like totally like gone. I'm totally gone.
Deep breaths, it's about to get real bad,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Alright, deep breaths, okay.
My dad has like high expectations for me, brother. I'm like a real disappointment.
Nah, dude, you're great, man. Fuck your dad.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy, dude.
No, I like, fuck my dad, but also, like, I love him, you know? Because he, like, he wants for the best for me. And
I get that, man. Family's super important and stuff. But he needs to respect you and your wishes and wants. Hey, no, eye contact. Eye contact.
Yeah.
Deep breaths.
Yeah.
You deserve a dad who loves you for you.
Oh, my God. Dude, are you my dad?
I am.
What? Dad?
I've missed you, son.
What are you doing? Dad. You're messing with him.
We're bonding. Halfling bonding.
Uh-oh. It's not us to judge their
So he's not his literal dad. Okay.
Know?
I didn't hug you enough when you were younger.
It's cool. You know. I get it. You know, Dewey was always better than me. And, like, I'm always a fuck up, you know.
Don't tell Dewey. But I always loved you the most.
You're just saying that.
No, I'm not. Definitely not.
Dope. Cool. I'm glad. I'm fucking glad to hear that. I'm going to, like, lie down for, like, a long time and cry a bunch.
Deep breaths, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Anyway.
Oh, my.
It was a medicinal, all right.
We're closer now.
He started crying for some reason.
He's tearing up.
Oh. He ate all of it.
Yeah, oh. He shouldn't have done that.
Hmm. I didn't think he would do it. I'm sorry.
Do we seem to be close?
Yeah, it seems like
the destination?
You're approaching an island.
Oh, look how close we are. There's the island right over there.
Well, this has been a fun journey with the halflings.
Yeah. Does it look fun? Looks like sound. Oh, something cut off.
Does the island look fun?
It does. You see
the music.
You see a bunch of people like playing a steel drum and like people having fun, you know, with like fancy drinks and like just like running around.
Ooh.
Cool.
They're just having a good time.
A great song.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this music.
Oh, bros, I can't wait to park this shit and throw another steak on the barbecue. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah. I'm like so stoked to like really to get my tan on.
It seems the halflings want to enjoy the island with us.
Oh,
the more the merrier, I say. I mean, we're on vacation.
So many halflings.
You guys.
What did you say?
Yeah. She's really like harsh on my vibe.
Nah, dude. She's chill, I swear. She's just, you know, she's having a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
Give her a break.
I get it, too, you know.
We've gone through a lot today, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know.
She has a good energy.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's like, and also like, Mercury's in retrograde.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. She's also a Pisces.
Oh, yeah. I could see it.
Hashtag actually serial is just cold lizard people who secretly run the government, who are in the pocket of the Shadow Council run by the magic industrial complex, whose spies are everywhere, even in our dreams. That's why I never sleep.
I've actually heard that before. Mm.
So you guys pull into a dock and you see like there's a troll individual like who like grabs the mooring line and like ties you on. He's like, hey, oh man, I can't believe we actually made it. We've been through so much. It's been like, it feels like weeks. Oh, but I'm also like fucking so stoned out of my mind.
They think that we've been journeying for a very long time, but the effects of the herbalism kit are altering his mind.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Yeah,
is that bad? I got the impression that he likes it.
It's so cray. Yeah, it's like totes cray.
He likes having his mind altered because he's a self-damaging individual.
Oh,
it's a thing. Halflings go through this a lot.
Oh, that's sad.
We'd rather feel something than nothing at all.
Yeah,
or vice versa. It's very hit or miss for us.
It's hard because we're like really trying to keep that small cock energy, you know.
Yes.
And then as he says that, you see the troll that's mooring you up. He's like, you know, actually, it's not really the size. It's what you do with that energy, really. You know, you could have big cock energy, small cock energy. It's what you do with that energy. How you focus that energy.
There's a lot of chicken talk here.
What are you saying?
It's how you focus your energy.
I focus my energy just fine, thank you.
Yeah, do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
My small cock is very focused.
Okay, well...
my energy.
It better be. I mean, even if it were big, even if it were unfortunately rather big, which is a terrible thing for it to be, if you focus it and use it like a small wood...
I do.
I feel like they're not talking about male chickens anymore.
We haven't been talking about male chickens for the longest time now. Yikes.
I don't feel like I disagree with you. I'm focusing my energy just fine.
Okay, well, size doesn't matter. That's all I'm saying.
Size does matter.
It doesn't.
Small is better.
Yeah, but if you have big and you use it like small, then it's the same.
Now I see what you're saying. You think we're too small.
No, I'm saying you could be big too, and that's fine. It's fine.
We are big. But we're trying to be small.
Exactly. Why are we arguing? We're saying the same thing. We're going around in circles.
I think you're saying that once we become small, you won't like us.
No, I'm saying it doesn't matter.
You didn't say that at all.
I think I know exactly.
Trust
what
your
you're
weird-looking
saying.
Friend.
Yeah.
Are you gonna take that? He's not weird.
He's not weird. He's
special. A little weird.
Don't you see? He has a halo above his head. He's a good person.
Yes, that's real, real big energy.
No, that's small energy.
No.
Damn it.
That's small energy.
I mean, it feels big.
No, it's small cock energy. Look at it.
He wishes he was small cock.
He does wish he was small cock. But I, as a small cock individual, am granting him small cockhood.
I don't...
Can I just take it?
Honestly, I think he can speak for his own body.
Yeah, please don't.
You're a small cock. Let him know. Tell him.
The fact that you have to get someone else to say it for you is real big cock energy.
No, that's small cock energy.
No, feels big. It feels big and weak.
What is even happening right now?
I'm just tying up your boat.
You were.
you. We'll be on our way.
Let's
to enjoy.
Go. We don't even have to talk to this guy.
I want to do water sports.
Oh, gross.
Wait, what is that? Why is that so strange? No, that was the plan. We go to the Isla, and then we do sand sports and water sports.
Okay, it's your vacation.
Don't be so judgmental about people's recreational activities.
Oh, I specifically came to this island to do water sports. What's your problem?
Nothing. I'm not. No judgments here.
I mean, what are you supposed to do at an island? You're surrounded by water.
I'm here to relax with my wife, girlfriend, and this dog.
Well, welcome to Isla Nilbog.
Thank you. Have a small cock day.
I will.
Good.
I hope you for the same. The smallest of cocks.
Of course.
So, can we get a little geography here? What's the Isla like? What do we see?
You see a very large open beach that sort of encompasses the island, like encircles the island. And there's a tree line and several smaller like houses made of like palm trees and stuff like that. And then one larger structure off the beach.
Well, what do you think that is? And we never got the food from the halflings, so I'm quite hungry.
I'm Flemish myself.
All right, let's see what's over there.
We walk towards.
Okay, you guys head. It looks like there's in the bigger place. There's like a ramp that leads up into a central area, and there's a very large desk against the wall with a person behind it, a goblin.
Oh, hello there.
Hi. Hi. Welcome to Isla Nilbog. How can I be of assistance?
Well, we would like to sign up for one of your water sports packages.
Okay.
And also, we're quite famished. Where can we get some food around here?
Are you guests?
Yes, we are.
Of course.
Actually, and I would like to take out the letter and be like, I am a very special guest.
Oh. You're the Gerbil Greyblade party. Okay.
Right.
Great. Here, just sign in our guest book, and I will see that you are taken to your rooms. Do you have luggage?
Yes, there's some luggage back at the boat there.
We will see that it is brought to your room.
Thank you.
No problem. It is our pleasure here on Isla Nilbog.
Wow.
I feel very welcome.
That's wonderful service.
Yes. Well, thank you.
I want to check out these rooms.
Okay. I can lead you there right now.
And he heads over and down the hallway. He's like, this wing is actually, we actually have four open rooms in this wing alone, so you can each have your own room. We only have the four. I'm sorry, some of you might have double up. I don't know who's...
Oh, I guess I'll have to double up with Marie and Chuck.
All right.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be tripling up?
I don't know.
That's tripling up. That's tripling up. So I think you and the dog can go in one, and then I don't know.
I'll take the dog. He can stay in my room, yes.
You could have Chuck.
Yes, Chuck could stay with me.
Chuck, is that okay?
Chuck doesn't seem like he's okay with that.
I don't know much about dog, but dog thinks stay with me.
Oh, okay, so this is going to be kind of awkward. Someone's going to stay with Marie then.
Isn't Marie a girlfriend?
Marie will stay with me.
Well, who's going to stay with you? The dog with Marie?
Dog can stay on floor.
That's
I don't
fine.
Know about that.
You know, the dog can sleep by your feet.
I don't think Chuck's okay with that. I think he...
Chuck, can you sleep on floor?
Does Chuck want to sleep on the floor?
I think he's already sleeping in your arms.
He just kind of follows around. He just stares at you.
He's attached to me. He seems to... He wants to... He only wants me.
Got it.
All right. Bye.
So Marie can sleep on the floor.
Marie will sleep on the floor.
Hashtag actually the reason there are so many hashtag actually trolls is because we are here for the annual island debate competition.
Oh my
this
God.
Is a normal beach sport everyone plays.
So you guys,
why did you do that?
I didn't mean to.
You guys all go to your rooms, and they're very, they, there's,
they're very nice. There's open. There's a very large window that looks out into the beach. You can all see like the beautiful ocean waves and stuff coming in. Fuck. And the very clean rooms with a large bed and two nightstands and just a very simple room, but a very nice room.
I'm going to change into my party attire. I have a lei and a floral button-up shirt and a sarong.
Mm. Anyone else?
I will change into my other loincloth.
Okay.
I have two. They look identical, but one is a little stinky right now.
Mm-hmm. I'll change to a casual wear.
Okay.
Same.
So your casual chainmail plate?
Yes, exactly.
I'm in more of a sporty. I'm wanting to play some games, so I'm ready.
Okay. So you guys all meet, can do what you wish. If you want to talk to the receptionist, you can. What do you guys want to do?
Oh, I think I'm going to talk to the goblin receptionist. Calista and I are really interested in sport, all types of sport, especially the water sports.
Oh, well, as it so happens, there is actually a very large competition scheduled to take place very soon.
Oh.
Hey, would you like to be signed up?
I would love to.
Sign me up.
All
sign
right.
me up, too.
I walk up.
Okay.
Sign me up.
Okay.
Sign me up, too.
Oh. And he just places a pen. He's like, it's a little clipboard. He's like, all right, just fill out your names on the lines, and then you can meet on the beach in the next 5 minutes.
All right, let's get ready. I'm so excited, Hakma. We got to take home the prize.
Well, are we a team, or are we competing against each other?
Oh. I mean, if we're competing against each other, you're losing.
Well, you're going down.
You're going down.
If I may speak in halfling for a moment. You're going the fuck down, brother.
Why is everybody a brother? It's like there's no... Or maybe it's an opposite.
Acquaintance. It means acquaintance.
Acquaintance.
Fond of.
So, what about, like, your real brother?
Brother!
Ah.
Brother.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
And he has like a strange accent.
All right, you guys all sign up and then head out to the beach. You see a large group of people gathering out there, and you assume that's what it is. And you see somebody setting up a banner that unfurls out, and it says, the 7th Annual Island Debate Competition. And you notice surrounding you, most of the people are trolls.
Oh boy.
Debate?
What?
And then you see the two trolls that were on the... actually, three trolls that were on the flight with you are also in the crowd.
No! In there. It's the serial people.
How is
people.
This a water sport?
And then one of them takes up on the stage, and he goes, welcome to the 7th Annual Actually Debates. These are the only good sports to have here. There's no other good sport to be had other than debate
on
the beach.
I'd like to argue with that.
I have not yielded my time. actually, no other sport really does exist on the beach. Because all you can do on the beach is talk. Anything else is a mindless child's game. Sand is coarse and rough and gets everywhere.
There you have a point there, but there's plenty of sports to be
played. I have not yielded my time, sir. Sand, the only good thing to do on a beautiful remote island like this is to stand in front of others and say your piece. My piece is that this is the only thing worth doing.
I would like to have the floor.
I do not yield my time.
I think you're afraid.
Yeah, I do not yield my time.
But I think you're afraid.
Sounds scared to me.
Okay, and then
you're
see another
frightened.
One. You see another, it's like, a person stands up. Will the orator yield his time to me? He goes, yes, I will. I yield the rest of my time.
What about me?
Cereal
Why
is not soup.
No. Cereal up. That's the only
cereal
argument you have?
No.
Is cold lizard people who secretly run
wait,
this
what?
World.
What?
They
wait,
live
what are you
underground,
what?
Magically controlling the industry that we know as life. Everything we do, our hopes, our dreams, they invade them all. The lizard folk are controlling the media. Think about it. Who do you think runs the messenger pigeons? Lizard people!
What?
That's who does it!
Like dragons?
No! Like the lizard folk. The actual lizard folk. Folk from lizards. They look like lizards. A lot of them live underground.
Remember what? Squanch?
My neighbor!
Squanch.
Right.
Yeah,
my neighbor was a lizard folk.
What's their gain?
To take over! To control our lives!
Why soup?
I think that
to me, there are three things we all should do every day.
Oh my gosh.
We should do this every day of our lives. Number one is laugh.
Wait, he was
you
sleeping
laugh
like
every
that.
Day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is, you should have your emo.
Oh my
god.
What? No, get out of here with that message. Get out.
That's,
you
think
that's what
lizard people?
You think that's controlled by lizard,
lizard people?
People! It's just a stupid troll bird.
I yield my time.
Thank you. Gee whiz.
So that mean you win? If they yield your time, they
yes,
win.
Every time they yield their time, I win.
Yeah, we win.
One of you get up there.
Defend that point.
What point?
That is your actually. If you yield, you lose. Please defend
no,
that.
No, I made the statement. You have to
do
now.
Do you yield your point?
What do you mean, yield my point?
Do you yield your time?
I win.
Then you lose.
No, I win. What? No.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, actually it is.
No, it's not.
You
all think it is.
Yeah, you didn't make it, and he kind of
no,
beat
I said,
you on it.
I said that I win, and you said that...
If you...
No.
You lose if you yield. This was your point, and you yield, so you lose.
Take it back
your,
and no
your,
yield.
Your dog is broken. Look at him. It's
this
like
is
his
Chuck.
Neck.
He likes to sleep.
His neck has given away. He's slowly fading. He's
oh, no.
slowly
oh, no.
fading.
Oh, no.
You should support his... He's giving
he
up.
He just likes to sleep.
Goodness. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, no.
There he goes again. There he goes.
What?
I was sleeping.
It's nothing. He's just a dog.
It's quite a
dog sleep.
Right, but it's not
listen,
like that.
Why don't one of you take the? Why don't you go debate? I'm done for the day.
Debates. Well, do we counter argue his argument?
I don't know. I don't get the rules.
What are the rules here of the debate?
Actually, there are no rules to debate. You just yell the loudest.
Then how is this a sport?
It's the best sport. It's actually the best sport that there is to do on sand. I do not yield my time. I will never yield my time ever again because that means I lose. So I'm going to continue to talk literally till I die.
No,
I hate myself.
You're mistaken. Actually, sandcastle building is the best sport for the beach.
I don't agree.
Well, I don't agree with what you don't agree with.
Well, that sounds small-minded, and you sound like a stupid person.
You sound like a stupid person.
Oh, you sound like an echo.
The reason why sandcastle building is one of the most.
It shows team building.
It shows team building, and sand is so malleable, you can turn it into anything.
No, sand
are
is
you
coarse,
tired?
It gets everywhere.
It's quite therapeutic.
Right about that. I made a sand sofa. You can sit down on it. You can make a sand bed. You can make a sand shelter.
And then the ocean comes and washes it all away.
Not if you build it up high enough on ground.
Also, you don't have to talk when you do it. And sometimes when you're debating, you get exasperated. You get tired of talking.
I never get tired of talking.
Well, maybe I don't get tired of sandcastle building.
Sandcastle
building. Then why aren't you doing it right
now?
I'll start building. is there sand underneath the sand? Okay. I want to build as fast as I can. Let me see if I can cast. I think I have like a speedy thing. So I want to cast... Let's see. I want to build a fantastic castle. Hmm. Let's see if I can get this up. Kalista, help me build this. Oh, I'm Kalista.
Yes, yeah, so you're.
Silvania, help me build this.
You're talking to yourself. Did you know
I'm sorry.
That?
I'm trying to get the courage up to do this.
Right. I have an idea. Hmm. We could make. I could use a spell to do this sandcastle.
Yes.
Which I would like to use Wall of Force and actually make perhaps a shelter, 8 feet tall.
Okay.
Ooh.
A tall wall of sand and maybe 15 feet wide.
Yeah, give me an Arcana roll.
Blackstaff, can't you just do this for me?
I could also cast dancing lights to put lights on it so that it looks grand and beautiful.
29.
Okay, yeah, you use these walls of force to, like, create, like, pick up the sand and goosh. And goosh, and like build like actual block walls, and you built a very elaborate
sandcastle
with windows and stuff like that, and little sconces, and then you do a bunch of dancing lights. So then suddenly the sconces start all lighting up, and it's like,
look at it, it's wonderful.
Yeah,
arguing built you nothing. Sandcastle building built us a shelter. Look, there's shade.
It's beautiful.
I get to show off my skill.
High or low?
It's an art. Three. Low.
Low. Okay, he...
Hashtag message attention guests. There will be a mass of people debating on the beach this afternoon. If that bothers you, please stay away from the beach to avoid the mass debaters.
The mass debaters.
Hold on. Mass.
I'm tired debaters. Of eating this pepper.
Wow, we...
Oh my god.
Could have used that message earlier.
How is that even comfortable?
Ask him.
I think he died.
Chuck is out.
He's gone. He's returned. Oh my.
You're making me eat so many beans, Chuck.
That's what he's
well,
here for.
This one's dog food.
Are we still arguing about the sandcastle thing?
He was going to like kick it over, but then he decided he goes to do it, but you've built such a strong castle that he actually breaks his foot.
Ha ha.
And honestly, how many other sand sports are there? Besides, it's only volleyball, right?
Volleyball, yes.
Mm. And volleyball requires at least two people. Sandcastle building, you could use one person, two people.
One could say it's a sport.
An odd number of people. It's not fair when you play volleyball with an odd number of people. Do you know how much sand you eat when you play volleyball? Quite a bit.
Well,
sand stays out of your mouth when you build sandcastles.
That does... ends the seventh annual and final round of beach debates.
Hooray!
Because you lost!
Because debating on beaches is not as fun as sandcastles.
Sucks to be you.
This is the first time a troll has ever given in to defeat.
That's true! Wonderful! Yeah.
The troll just literally turns and just walks into the ocean.
Oh, whoa, okay. hey.
You don't have to go into
good,
that.
Good riddance, so good riddance. It's fine.
I'm not going to stop
he's
him.
Gone. I think he's... Wow, that was dark. That took a dark turn. Well, I'm enjoying my sandcastle shed. We could do more decoration. Make little sand flowers and sand pots.
Sure.
And a sand painting. A little sand statue. You know what sucks? I just made a sand sandwich, but it's not very good.
Oh, yikes. I guess we should get some food.
I mean, why do they call it a sand sandwich? Why do they call it a sandwich?
Can I be honest?
Why?
If not for the trolls being trolls, I think I would agree with them that there's not much good that beaches are for, except for talking. I don't like sand. It's rough, and it's coarse. It gets everywhere.
Yes, but it's good for exfoliation.
It's true.
So you want me to roll around in this?
No, you have to rub it into your skin.
Exfoliate.
Okay.
Are you going to try it then?
No.
Was that in a, oh, no. You just
you could use it to polish your hair. That's what it calls his horns.
Oh, his horns. Okay, yeah, there you go. Did you even use sand, or did you just touch your
horns? Oh, my hands are sandy because it gets everywhere.
Hashtag troller Kraken like troll emerges from the waters, angry nobody heard him do at the debate.
So, yeah, a troll with, like weird tentacle chin, like looks like kind of like Davy Jones from the Pirates of the Caribbean, is like, why don't let everyone hear my debate? I've been crying and screaming about debating for this whole time, but nobody ever debated me.
What is he saying? I can't
make
is that the language that you know?
No, he's speaking Gorbel.
Oh. Nobody understands that.
Somebody debate me.
What do you want?
I can't understand what you're saying.
You want the baby?
Do somebody want to beat you?
Nobody can beat me.
Nobody can beat you?
Something of a disappointment?
No. I'm the best of better.
You like to be...
You like to be beaten. That's what you're saying.
Nobody can
it's
beat
like
me.
It's like a sexual thing. Like, he likes to be beaten in the bedroom. Oh.
I mean, yes, but that's not the point.
I mean... We are on vacation.
That's true.
You know, I heard
we don't. We're not into beating people. Beating men in the bedroom.
I'm into beating people.
No, I don't
up.
You got that real small cock energy.
this pepper.
Yes. Me and my small cock energy will take you down. If you have a problem with us.
I
can't tell if you do or not. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm confused too. I can't move to debate.
What baby?
No, I came here to debate people.
You came here for the bait people.
He came here for the rebate. There's no, they didn't want
to talk to someone at the front desk.
Right, talk to the goblin.
We don't work here.
It was the animal debate, but I came here to debate people.
The animal rebate people?
Came here for the animal rebate.
I heard animals.
Yes.
This dog's not for sale. Right. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. It's here for the dog.
What?
I didn't understand.
Are you here?
He's trying to take your dog.
Yes, I think he's here for your dog.
How dare you? Chuck and I are bonded.
He likes to beat people up. So
I'll
I would not
you.
Try to take his dog if I were you.
I'll beat you very
but what
up.
What if he likes getting beaten?
I don't want to dog. I'm not trying to.
That sounds like a challenge to me. Uh-oh, I think you need to show him who's boss, otherwise he's going to take your dog.
I
want to use Shape the Flowing River to create a fist that's like threatening him.
Okay.
Like, I'll do it.
Give me an intimidation roll.
Oh, wow.
Please don't hit me! I just want to debate. I don't care about your dog.
You will never take this dog from me.
I don't want your dog.
Go back into the ocean.
Fred, I'll go back into the ocean.
You know, even though he's on land, he still sounds like he's speaking underwater. It's quite incredible.
You all sound weird to me.
What?
You all sound weird to me.
What did you call my mother?
I didn't say anything about your stupid mother.
Called your stupid mother.
Yeah, I heard the stupid mother.
Yeah.
I heard stupid.
The audacity of this man.
I want to swing at him with Shape the Flowing River.
That's really horrible. He doesn't have a mother.
Or I guess it would be Water Whip at this point.
Yeah.
You have to make a DC Dex saving throw DC 12.
He does not.
Then it's 3d10. Oh, cool. 17 points of damage.
And he just goes, and then flies into the water, and then just like, then you see him just like swimming away.
I don't have a mother, idiot! I mean, because I was an orphan.
Oh, okay.
Orphans don't have mothers.
I really am hungry, though. Is there anything good to eat? Do I smell anything cooking?
Give me a perception roll.
My lips are 18. So spicy.
18.
Oh, what do you mean by that? Is that some talk?
Yes.
There's something cooking on a fire somewhere that smells really good towards the main building.
Sounds like somebody's roasting something.
Ooh.
I'm quite famished. Hello, I would like to follow my nose.
All right, you follow your nose, and then when you get to the main reception building, there's behind there is like a wall of glass, and you can see that there's like the room sort of a U-shaped building, and in the back there's like a large fire pit and a bunch of people gathered, and someone clearly roasting some large animal on the fire.
Roast beast. Mm-hmm. How delicious.
It smells quite good.
It does.
When's the last time we've been able to break bread as Hakma? It's been quite a while.
It has.
I miss these family dishes. Yeah.
I'd like to go eat.
Are you saying that?
Yeah.
Okay. You head over to where they are. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
It smells so good over here.
Oh yeah, we're just prepping the hog.
Can I eat some now?
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
The hog is not for our consumption.
Oops. Wait, who?
But we can definitely, if you have a seat, we can get your food.
Okay. Hog,
what's the hog for?
Right.
Who's eating the hog?
The hog is the sacrifice.
To who?
To the island.
To the island?
You have to sacrifice a hog to the island.
Well, to the island god, so that they don't get upset.
Oh, well, I guess that's not
Wait,
so
who
bad.
Is this island god? Yeah. Can we meet them?
I mean, it's more of like a superstition that we follow.
Oh.
So what do you take the hog then?
We take we cook it and then we bury it in the mountains.
That seems silly.
That's a waste of a good animal.
Seems like a bit of a waste, but
it's to honor Nilbog.
I mean, we were gonna eat it, so.
What is Nilbog?
Nilbog. Hey, Nilbog, can you hear me?
No, please don't.
Nilbog.
Stop.
Nilbog.
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 Don't please. That's very upsetting.
Hello, we would like to talk to you, Nilbog.
We're just kind of hungry and would wonder if
we can
eat
get you
this
food.
Hog.
We can get you food. We can get you food.
Can you prepare another hog?
We want hog though.
We can't. We can't. You can't have this one.
Maybe. Why is the island getting to hog the hog?
Because we have to honor Nilbog.
Why can't we share the hog with the bog?
Because Nilbog gets the hog.
No,
I want to hog the hog, not Nilbog.
No, you can't hog the hog because Nilbog gets first choice on the hog. Nilbog gets the best hog.
Wait. Nilbog, say something if you want this hog.
No, Nilbog doesn't work like that.
Nilbog, he said nothing.
My dog would like to say something.
Well, listen, I understand that you've got a dog and you would like some hog to feed your dog. And we can get you some hog for your dog and even for all your pals. But Nilbog gets the first choice of the hog. It's Nilbog above dog.
Nilbog above dog gets hog.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds wrong.
Good God.
If you have a seat, we'll get you some menus.
I mean, where does this Nilbog live?
Maybe I'll sit over here on this
Nilbog
log.
Is an island. It's a spirit that inhabits the island that we try and appease. Did you want to roll something?
Yeah, okay, roll history.
History or religion?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Religion.
Yeah, whichever one.
It's a 19.
19. Nilbog is sort of a spirit that many goblins believe that can inhabit a goblin and cause them to become incredibly mischievous, even for goblins, and do very strange things. So they honor Nilbog so that Nilbog doesn't attack or like possess any of them.
Hagmash, can I have a sidebar with you? And you're invited too.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. Why don't we just dig up the pig and eat it after.
That's fine. I'm also fine for whatever else they cook for us. I don't have to eat hogs.
First, that's disgusting.
It's got to have sand all over it.
Wait, you can't. This god of theirs, Nilbog.
Right, I mean, they wrap it up with leaves first, and then, you know.
Yes, but it keeps them sane, pretty much.
The hog for Nilbog.
Right.
It's honestly not that bad. Like, we were going to.
No.
Kill the pig and eat it.
No.
Might as well kill the pig and give it to the island.
If you do that, then they can't sacrifice to their god, and their god will get angry, and then the god.
No, that's why I'm agreeing with you. Just give it to the god. I don't care.
You just said you wanted to eat it.
I mean, I do very much, but I do have restraint as well.
Why don't we just eat it? I like.
No, listen. Gods need things.
Yes, they do.
And if this god needs a hog. We'll get our own hog.
We don't even know if this is a real god. And
it's definitely not a real god.
No, it's
are
real.
There
no, it's
hogs
pretty, it's
god.
Pretty real.
There's one
it's,
real
it's,
god.
All right, end of the sidebar.
What if I do... What if I make cast a spell of a major image and make it look like the hog is still there and then we can eat the hog,
no.
The actual
oh,
hog.
Oh, I like that idea.
It sounds pretty messed up, but...
Like an illusion.
An illusion of the
illusion.
Hog.
Illusion.
It's not
and
my idea.
And then we'll take the real hog.
Oh, and I can use my mage hand to retrieve the real pig.
Perfect. I want
you
to
You can all
cast,
do that. Yeah. I just feel like we might be upsetting this god that might exist.
He's not real.
No, he's real. He's pretty real.
Real.
Well, my hunger is real right now.
This
oh,
is true.
Oh, no, this is a good... Already.
I cast major image.
Okay.
Can we put a different hog on there before anyone notices?
Do I have to roll for it?
I feel like there's probably a lot of hogs.
Real quick, then be my guest.
No, I can see you guys. You can
pretty shooting us.
You can pretty easily cast major image to basically do the make to basically as the hog is moving, you are duplicating it in a way that it's still there. So if you were to take the hog, it would still look like it was there to them, and it would have the same smell and everything, and people would believe it was still there.
Yes.
But it's still the actual hog is still on the spit.
Could you adjust your illusion so that perhaps the fire roars a little bit, there's a bit of smoke, and then poof, mage hand the hog away, and then we all have dinner, and
perfect.
Yes, all right.
Okay. I cast, yeah.
Okay, you're going to cause like a
flare
distraction.
Up.
And you're going to try and steal it?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a sleight of hand check.
Okay.
You're going to try to steal a hog?
Yes, we're very hungry. It seemed like a
22.
I'm sure no one would have noticed.
All right, so it goes off, and then you grab the spit, and between the two of you, you can kind of like lift it up and take it away, and you now have this hog on a spit, and you're able to like sneak it off to the side so where no one sees it. It's like, oh god, that's dangerous. Neilbog must be really needing this hog. Thank god we are almost ready, Neilbog, don't worry. And they start rotating the spit again.
And in the area, is this, you know, some rocks,
yeah.
jungle,
yeah,
something?
Yeah, there's like some tree and some cover you want to.
Great.
This is great.
Hashtag NPC, a mysterious man who lives in the wetlands on the island. No one knows his last name, so they just call him something like Neil Swamp or Neil Marsh or Neil Bog.
All right. We made it.
Gentlemen, we've got the hog.
Well, I don't.
Would you like some?
I can't eat it.
I don't want it to go to waste.
Yes, we should carve it up. Don't you have a dagger or something?
Me?
Yes, it's a big animal. Let's cut it up. I have a dagger, actually.
Yeah, so you're able to cut it and mm-hmm. start eating. It's very good. It's very well seasoned.
Mm. Oh, this is amazing. It has crisp skin.
A hog fit for a god. Thing. If I do say so myself,
I feel like a god.
Something bad's gonna happen.
What if we, real
what,
quick,
afraid
just
of
go
the
kill
Neobog?
A hog and give it to them?
What?
We did.
What if we just go kill a hog and give it to them?
Well, yeah, we could go and find a hog. That would probably work.
That sounds like a lot of work. I'm here to be on vacation.
Right.
I want to enjoy myself.
I'll take care of this. Hunting is sport to me.
Okay.
I mean, I like water sports more than that.
I'd like to run off into the woods looking for a hog.
Okay. give me a survival check or perception.
Six.
All right. You run around and you keep thinking, I hear it. And then you turn around and it's just Chuck. You just keep seeing Chuck following you. And every time you think you might see something, Chuck chases after it and scares it.
Chuck, no, stay here, Chuck. I don't like dog. I need dog to help find hog. Dog, go look for hog. For Neilbog.
Yeah. He just kind of stares at you.
Dog, now go look for hog for Neilbog. Dog, I don't want to have to flog.
Oh my god.
Dog.
I think he got lost
in the
fall.
He wags his tail.
I love you. Oh, you're a good boy. You're just a good dog. Ah, I guess I'll make my way back to the group and tell them I caught a hog.
Okay.
Where's the hog?
Right.
Well, I killed the hog and I gave it to the island.
Oh.
You buried it.
For Neilbog.
You another hog and you
it's a raw
it?
Hog. You didn't even bother cooking it.
Why
I mean,
god,
honestly,
why would
it's a god, right, exactly.
You would cook away some of the nutrients the god might need.
Right. One would say that's even worse. If Neilbog is real, he would be quite offended at
honestly,
the offering.
Honestly, I don't believe in a Neilbog. It can't exist.
Well.
I think he does.
What proof do you have?
Well, Emmanuel thinks he does. And well, Emmanuel.
Don't you believe in a god?
I believe in a god.
Then other gods can exist.
Well, I'll sit on this log and allow you to explain Neilbog to me.
So you guys sit there, and one of the goblins like, do you guys not want food? We can set you up at one of the tables. We can get you some menus, anything. Can I get you anything?
Do you have any grog?
Grog? Grog? Ugh! There's no grog in Neilbog. That's the devil's drink.
You don't like grog?
I was testing you. Good goblin.
I'd rather go for a jog there. Drink your grog.
Good job.
Can I get you anything else?
I'll take a water.
Water?
I'll take a sparkling water.
Sparkling water?
I would like a cucumber lime mint water.
Cucumber lime.
I'll take an ale.
Ale? Okay.
You have ale, but you don't have grog.
Yeah.
Can you just put some water in it? We'll call it grog.
No, it's the devil's drink.
Okay. That's a weird devil.
Here's to help Mexican Robin, hashtag GM.
Wonder what that could be.
I don't know. All right, well, I feel pretty full.
Eventually he comes by with your... drink. Give me... No, that's fine. You guys have eaten, and they go... You see a couple of goblins take the spit that they were roasting, and then they grab it, and they, like, carry it and trudge it off into the woods.
Oh, the goblins are taking the hog to Nilbog. Would you like to see, perhaps, if you believe in such a god, you know, the parents of it to come eat the hog?
Yes.
Oh, I would love to see this.
Let's go see what happens.
But, like, sneakily.
From a distance.
All right. From a distance.
Give me stealth checks.
Stealth. Okay.
That's 11.
Oh, that is a 3.
14.
14.
13.
All right, you guys follow.
Oh, 15, excuse me.
You guys follow behind for a while, and you see them carrying, and then they set it down, and you see two of the two goblins start, praising and chanting, and then you, like, get a little closer to hear what they say. And they say, "Sweet Nailbug, we offer you this wonderful thing, this delicacy, so that you may not harm any of us." And then you hear someone approaching, and a man approaches, wearing sort of like shorts and sort of a disheveled Hawaiian shirt, kind of a long hair. He goes, "Oh, great, finally, my pig's here." And then he goes to grab it, and he goes, "What goblin trickery is this? I let you live on my Neil's Island, and you do this to me? Hey, please, Nilbog, I won't stand for this. I won't stand for this." And he pulls out a saber and, like, slices both their heads off.
Wow! Wait, okay, excuse me. What? Yeah. We'll get you a hog. That was not their fault.
Why did you do that?
They displeased me.
Are they slaves to you or something?
No.
Wait, we can get you a hog. No big deal.
They offer me the hog every week, and...
Every week?
It doesn't matter. They're already dead.
There's hogs all over the place. Why don't you just get one?
Yeah, but they cook them real good.
Why don't you just ask them for the recipe?
Or you could... You could have just ordered it.
Pass me a pepper.
Yeah, I need pepper too.
Here you go. I agree. The seasoning is quite tasty, but you didn't have to deceive and murder them like that. And now that you've killed them, they won't be able to prepare more hog.
I'm just real hungry.
I know what that's like.
There's people cooking all over the place.
You're right. It was an overreaction to see a hog I couldn't have and immediately think of ways I could be deceptive with it.
Only hogs? Murderers. No other type of food?
Yeah, there's plenty of hogs. They're probably cooking 3 or 4 of them.
What about?
I didn't have to get angry about this one specific hog.
You don't like anything
hog.
But hog?
Would you like...
I like other things, too. They make so many awesome things. You're right. It's so weird of me to have done to have lost my cool over just this hog.
Can I offer him...
Is there any way you can... Go ahead.
Yeah. Would you like a sandwich?
Sure.
And
you
could
put some of the hog inside of it.
No, it's just like a sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Funny.
Oh! Hey! She worked hard on that. I can't believe you crushed it like that.
I thought you were giving me food. I'm hungry.
Is there...
You asked for a sandwich, of course.
Can you bring those people back to life that you just killed?
I mean, you're a god, right?
I'm not a god.
What?
Why do they refer to you as a god?
I don't know. I just live in the bog. My name's Neil. They think I'm Neil. I'm going to be honest. They think I'm a wicked spirit.
And well, you killed them. It's
Are you speaking
wicked.
Halfling right now?
No, they think I'm a wicked spirit. I know you're halfling. They think I'm like fucking totally got like mischievous and shit.
Oh, sick, dude.
Yeah, they think I'm like a straight-up Loki or some shit.
Oh, fuck. Low-key Loki?
Yeah.
Or like high-key?
I'm like high-key Loki.
Oh, shit, oh, brother.
I'm like Hiddleston it up.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Wow, they're pretty into you.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I will never understand this language or customs. You look like a pretty loose guy.
But okay, also quite
tight. You don't
tight.
Have to speak halfling to him. He was just humoring
oh,
me.
Yeah.
Got it.
I speak right. A couple of different languages and dialects.
Copy that.
Hashtag GM just so it's almost done.
Almost. I don't know if that's full.
Wait.
Amir does the math. He'll
do you
me.
Speak Elvish?
I do.
Well, that's really awesome to hear.
I like God. I haven't spoke Elvish in like forever.
Well, like, can we find some like bomb ass, you know, grub? Because I'm like
oh my
starving.
God. I'm like craving sushi.
Sushi would be so
good. Oh my
great.
God, sushi is so good.
We were just talking about, you know, given that we're in an island, perhaps we could like eat some fish or something.
Yeah.
Ooh, that does sound lovely.
Let's do sake bombs.
Girl, I think that would be awesome.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. But the goblins are giving us some shit about like, you know, drinking beer and stuff.
Oh yeah, they don't like grog. They say it's the devil's drink.
Right.
It's such my dad.
So. But, so let's, like, get some food or something.
Oh, yeah.
I want some alcohol. Something alcoholic.
Absolutely. So,
Yeah, they have plenty of alcohol down there.
Vacation.
But, yes, but no grog, right?
Yeah, I mean, they just don't have grog.
Something.
Okay, I want to go get a martini.
Okay. You go up to the bar, and he's like, what'll it be?
Martini, please.
Okay.
With blue cheese olives.
Blue cheese olives.
What are blue cheese olives?
They're all tiny little olives that are filled
there
with blue
go.
Cheese.
Oh, I never had. That sounds like good. Good.
He
slides it over to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Ooh.
I would like
presentation
some
is lovely.
Yes.
Meat. Obviously. It fills up. Horn or in a just typical glass?
In a horn.
Okay, it pours out like an ox horn full of mead.
Oh, this is okay. I'm gonna take it. It's not bad.
No,
it's not bad for the vacation quality, you know.
Yes,
given
yes.
that we don't have a lot of options, it's pretty good.
Yes, quite good. Quite good.
Anything for you?
What would you serve?
I don't drink.
Oh, I don't know what's a good drink.
Like a daiquiri.
That meat looks good.
Yeah, meat can be good. It's like it tastes kind of like honey and cat piss.
Wow.
No, that's not in. That doesn't sound.
Yeah,
enticing at
you
all.
Try it, and I.
Did we spill some on?
Yeah, maybe on his face.
Give me a constitution check.
It's a six.
Yeah, it tastes a lot more like cat piss than he said. It's not good
this
meat.
This is why I don't drink at all. Yeah. I just give it back to you.
Bartender, so humor me. What's some gossip about the island and the people that frequent it?
Oh, right. Is there any trouble?
Yes.
We're trying to, I don't know if I should. Give me a persuasion check.
Okay.
Is Neil Borg with us?
Yeah, Neil's there.
That's a nine.
A nine. Because everything's fine on this island. You know.
Oh, I think it's, yeah. Six, actually.
But I get plus three.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, it's not very fun. I want some dirt on, like, the front receptionist or maybe the person who works, you know, that cleans the bathrooms and everything, but... Fine, if you're going to be uptight about it, then
perhaps
maybe I won't tip you
we
as well as I might have.
Ask Neil.
Oh, yes.
Girl, can you tell me some deets about drama?
Oh, my God. Get ready. to board the drama train because choo-choo, conductor's in the station. This place is like a hot mess right now.
What?
It's like they're like doing so many cutbacks. Like the meat is shit. The drinks are shit.
Yeah, it was kind
the
of
games
right.
are shit. There's trolls everywhere. It's so bad.
It sounds like you need some troll hunters. Maybe I know some.
God. If they hired some like troll hunters to like fucking come up here and clean this place up, like I would, it could really take off.
Girl, what if I had like a deal for you? You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I'm feeling you.
All right. So maybe you stop killing the goblins because, I mean, they're like tiny and all, and I feel bad for them. And then like we'll kill the trolls if you don't, you know. Kill the goblins. Take care of them.
Okay.
Take care of the little goblins.
Yeah.
They need help.
Sure.
And then, you know, we could go out and get our nails done.
Oh, my God. We could get mani pedis and we could get sushi.
Then we could eat, like, avocado toast.
Oh, my God. I've not had avocados in, like, a million years.
Like, real...
What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about a fruit. It's a pitted fruit. It's called
avocado.
An avocado. It's rich and creamy. Mm.
If it helps, okay. I also speak a little tiefling.
Oh, good. I'm glad. So what was it that you were saying to her?
Oh, I was saying that, you know, if you would take care of some of these trolls and I'd stop killing all the goblins.
The trolls?
And
okay, yes.
We have a right pisser.
Oh, These naughty old trolls, they're disgusting, aren't they?
Bunch of fucking assholes.
Fucking trash. Just we'll extinguish them for you if that's the deal that you would like to, you know, we'll offer you if you would like to accept it.
Yeah, it sounds
blimey, you know.
Yeah, it sounds tits.
Oh, okay, so he's quite good. He knows multiple languages.
I know, he's quite talented. You're wasting your talents on begging goblins to make pig offerings, in my opinion.
I mean, we all kind of got our lot in life, you know? I like this island.
But
I like the
could,
island
you
life.
You could achieve so much more.
What are you, my dad?
Is this an island for people who have problems with their fathers?
Apparently.
It feels like it.
I don't have a problem with my father. I never knew him.
Ooh. Well.
Goodness. Anyways. Let's take care of some trolls. Mm-hmm. Can you point me in the direction of the problematic ones? You know where they live? Where should we take care of them?
Yeah, they usually stay off in the cabins.
Oh. Mm. Well, let's take a little stroll to the troll cabins.
Let's go.
You guys head over to the troll cabins. They're pretty easy to find. There's a lot of trolls hanging out outside there.
Knock on the first door of the cabin.
You open up. There's a troll inside.
Hello.
Hi.
I heard that you've been causing some trouble on the island.
I don't know what you're talking about. Trolls are nothing but trouble. Actually, trolls are the lack of trouble. Having trolls is the best thing you could have. What you have to understand is that trolls are a force of good, and that everyone else is what's wrong with this world.
I want to cast fear.
Okay.
On them. It's their worst nightmare, their worst fear.
Do I get a save, or is it a... How does that work?
Let's see. How do I see Malika?
What
is it?
What are you looking for?
Oh, I'm right here. I'm trying to cast.
Oh, your saves are on your spells?
Yes. On
let's
this
see.
One.
You project fear. Let's see. My friend.
Explains it.
Succeeds on a wisdom save. All
oh,
right.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
see.
Make a wisdom saving throw. Okay.
Okay.
Successful save. The spell ends for that creature. Okay.
So you try and cause its fear. The one at the door. Doesn't seem to do anything to it, but like there's one in the back, and he goes, "Ah, good God!" And he like jumps out of a window.
Is it on the first floor, or is it?
Yeah, it's a cabin. He jumps out of the first floor window, and then so you just
hear. Oh, we gotta get rid of him anyway.
He jumps out a window and just is screaming, running off towards the ocean, and just starts swimming. And then you hear like there's a massive pounding on the wall, and then the door opens up, and you see a human man named. He goes, "Excuse me, I am trying to enjoy my timeshare vacation. All right, I only get
2 weeks out of the year to use this timeshare. Can you all just keep it the fuck down?
Well, excuse me. Us troll hunters were just taking care of a little pest problem.
Don't you want them
next
gone?
Next door.
Oh, yeah. Are you hired? Who hired you? This is neutral territory. There's no troll hunting guilds here. There's no nothing. I'm just coming here. Draco Van Helsing doesn't have a lot of time in his life. He's very busy doing all kinds of things. He doesn't have time to sit here and trying to relax for once in his goddamn life.
Neil Borg, the god, hired us.
There's no fucking god here. There's nothing here. It's a little pissant, little bit of sand with some goblins running around cooking dinner and shit.
Then why would you buy a timeshare here?
I got duped, but I'm going to make the best out of this situation.
Okay, fair enough.
So would you please keep it the fuck down?
And you're all right with these troublesome troll neighbors?
As long as they keep to their fucking self and I can enjoy my goddamn vacation, I can drink a little fucking thing and a coconut with an umbrella.
Don't drink the mead, it's horrible.
I'm gonna drink whatever I feel like, I'm gonna suffer through it, and I'm gonna relax.
Would you like some ocean water?
There's plenty. If I want some, I'll find some.
Would you like a sandwich?
Go away.
Oh, I was really hoping you would go for it.
I'm tired of being this pepper. Oh my god.
Don't touch your eyes.
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. Draco Van Helsing is a kobold. So he's a little like lizard dragon man. He's about 3'5". He goes,
will you please just let me get some sleep so I can wake up in the morning and enjoy whatever the hell this island has to offer and get the most out of my time trip.
You know, sleep. I think one of our friends could help us with that.
Sleep? He wants to sleep. Oh, okay. So,
I'll cast sleep on him.
Okay. Roll.
Unless you want to.
No. Okay. You got it.
Wait, I think you have to actually.
No, you roll the you roll the total amount, and then it has to hit its.
So it's 5.
Hashtag message may you know deo ye eeks bay aladin pay. I et bay manual eos day. O ye wo te old k have a on lay conversation k's.
That may have been.
Latin.
Yeah, pig Latin.
It's 22.
22. It's a kobold. It's very little health. So I'm going to say, yeah, he's like, will you all please just. And he falls, like, just backwards asleep.
I just pick him up and put him in the bed.
Okay.
And tuck him in.
Oh, that was nice.
He's going to wake up in the wrong home and he's going to be so disoriented.
Yeah. We'll have a good sleep at least.
Anyways, that thing with you did, the fear. Could you do it to the other trolls in the other cabins?
I could try.
All right. Let's knock on the next door.
All right. You knock on the next door. You go, the thing about sunrises are better than sunsets. Well, that's where I'm going to have to beg it to differ, sir. And you just hear this conversation going on inside there.
Do we even want, you know.
I could cast.
A troll is a troll.
All right. True.
I'm going to barge in.
Okay. You kick in the door pretty easily.
Hello. We have heard that you have caused some trouble around the island. You're insensitive. Arguing.
Actually, arguing is the best thing you can do.
No.
Did we meet you earlier at the beach?
No, that guy walked into the ocean and drowned himself. but I still hold that it's a great way to get to know someone is to argue points with them.
Please, no. Please.
I don't want to eat any more peppers.
I know. My face is hurting. And I don't want to eat beans. I'll cast fear on him.
Okay.
All right, so the roll is...
Wisdom save.
Wisdom save, yeah.
Boom, boom. Two fails as they go, and then they both... and then run towards the ocean.
There we go. Well, all righty. What's their worst fear?
They both fear a strong-willed, opinionated woman, as all trolls do.
Perfect.
Is that true?
All right, let's keep going around. How many cabins do we have left here?
There's about two more cabins left.
Okay.
All right, you open the door. And there's two trolls in there.
I heard that you were causing quite a bunch of trouble around the Isla del... Whatever the name of this wretched place is. Del something bug.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Why are you in our room?
Cast Witch Bolt.
Okay. Okay. Roll damage.
Which one's damage?
I think with Witch Bolt, let's see.
Oh,
it
says, 1d12. Okay, so 1d12.
1d12.
12. Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Oh boy, that's a 9.
All right, you like you point at one, and he goes, as this lightning like fries him,
and
falls down, and then the other one goes, "Oh my God, what have you done? What have you done?
You're murderers! A problem. You're all problems."
Yeah, he goes running out, "Murderers, murderers, murderers!
Go to the ocean and drown yourself."
Honestly.
Oh God.
Honestly, at this point, I'm going to just knock on the last cabin.
Yeah, you knock on it, and the door opens up.
Hello, I heard that you've been causing... Is it a troll?
Yeah.
You've been causing trouble around the island.
Wait, who said that? Are you... What is going on out there?
I'm here to vanquish you with a fireball.
Oh, what? You can cast fireball?
Black Sapphire.
Yeah. Oh, no.
All right. You center it pretty well in the room. They both fail their saves horribly. It just... And it's just like, they just, like, just combust, like, the fire consumes them. You slam the door in time, and you just, and then it's such a flash that when you open, like, the force, like, knocks the door open, and you just see that the room has just been charred, and you see, like, the silhouettes of where they were, like, this, against the walls.
Oh, no.
That was not necessary.
But it was fun.
Oh no.
You've
oh,
now.
We were hired for a job and we did our job.
Oh no.
You didn't even help
us. Is it still smoking?
I can't kill innocent people like that.
There's a little bit of smoke left.
That's horrible.
They're problematic.
I'm going to run over to
How
find
Neil. How do you
know
that? We've just been told that he's been problematic and then we just go and kill trolls.
Girl, you see that smoke?
Oh my God. Is that you?
That was me.
Oh my God.
I like totally lit it up, like literally.
You're so lit. You're so lit. You're so bad. You're so bad.
Anyway, so now that we held up on our end of the deal, will you hold up your end of the deal?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
Oi, it's time to pay us for what we over the job that we've done.
Yeah, you did your part, and I'm gonna do mine. I am.
I blasted them away real good.
Oh yeah. But they turned them into four and fucking miss.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Girl, stop talking to my bae.
Oh my God. Yeah. Are you two like totes? I mean, your totes so adorbs.
Oi, she ain't say anything about me. Did she say? Whoop. Is she saying anything about me? Can't be a good word
for
me.
Yeah. She wants a bit of that slap and tickle.
Oh, yes, but that bodes really well for me.
Oh yeah. I'll keep it on.
Perfect.
I'll keep my fucking mouth shut though.
Chill.
Jesus.
So, you're gonna hold up your end of the deal? Don't kill any more goblins, okay?
Oh my God, fine. I only did a little bit, but fine. I can stop whenever I want.
Totally.
You're gonna be stop killing these goblins now, right?
Oh yeah, we're fucking killing out every fucking goblin and let them piss off. I don't care.
They're disgusting things, but so it's okay. At least they're not trolls, you know what I mean?
They're right, ugly fucks. But. Yeah. But there is
you're just gonna have heartburn all night.
I can't help myself, can I?
We need to eat milk bread for dinner. Alright, so, I would like to, maybe venture back to our rooms.
Yeah, alright, you guys head all back to your rooms.
Yep.
Yeah. And the sun starts to fully set as the as you guys settle and enjoy this wonderful night of adventure, and with a promise that maybe tomorrow will lead to more fun beach adventures.
Wait! I want to sneak over to her room in the middle of the night.
Oh, okay. You get a little knock on the door in the middle of the night.
Who is it?
It's me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like open super dressed up really nice too.
And I left my makeup on so that in case she showed up. I open the door. Hi.
Hello.
Did you have as much fun today as I did?
I did. Especially when you made all those trolls just like jump out of the window and roll and just run into the ocean.
That fireball was just...
It was pretty hot, wasn't it?
It was... Just come in!
All right. Okay. So what are we going to do tomorrow?
I would like to...
You know, I'm not feeling very tired right now.
Oh, neither am I. And then I kiss her.
Okay.
I don't make it. I'd get real sloppy with it.
Yeah. And then the door closes on that scene as you two enjoy a night together. And we close down this wonderful adventure. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this incredibly coherent episode of Troll Hunters.
So spicy.
Yeah, very spicy.
Spicy ending.
You're so hot. So spicy.
Such a spicy, spicy episode.
Oh, no. Oh, no. She could do that. That's incredible.
Oh, you're still going.
Yeah. Yes. Oh.
Hashtag NPC a man playing sensual sex music. Oh, wait. Amir's already on it.
Yeah. There you go.
You just, like, we cut back and stuff, and you just see outside just a man with...
Really sets the mood.
Thank you, kind stranger.
It's like silhouetted by the moonlight.
Ooh. It's doing things to me.
They're having sex. They're having...
Who's... Sex. What? Me and Marie?
No.
I knew we would consummate on this night.
Yeah, you guys, and then as we cut to the away from the sexiness, you cut to like you two on the bed petting the dog, and then your hands touch, and then slowly come together and hold hands.
Oh man!
You see my loincloth raise up.
And then that's the end of the episode. And then we'll read out all the reviews.
What did I miss?
Just that they murdered all the trolls on the island.
Oh, great. That's our job.
Yep.
Name of the show.
Let's see. I don't think there were any reviews. I don't think we got any reviews this week.
Ah, that means we did well.
Yeah.
No, we were working off-site, so...
Yeah.
It's press is good press, as they say. Yeah.
When we come back home, the reviews will be waiting for us.
Yeah.
Great. Ah, yes, can't wait to get home and read the reviews.
Yes.
That will definitely be there, filling the board.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Spicy.
So spicy. Thank you so much for filling in tonight.
Yeah, that
Thank
was
you,
a blast.
Janelle.
Thank you, Janelle.
Me.
Yay! Yeah.
My
character finally found romance.
This is the best show on the channel. If you haven't noticed, the most coherent.
I love it.
Not the show that you're on.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This is fun.
I think everybody watching right now knows Janelle, but just remind them about Blood Curdling and your character.
Blood Curdling Tales is here on Hyper RPG on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock, and it's I play Miss Leanne Hamilton, and it's super fun, and I hope to see you guys there again.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, brother.
She's a real Southern Belle.
Real Southern. Love my wrestling, Nami.
I'll tell you what.
Now I'm trying to think of who in D&D would sound like that.
Like a Southern Belle?
Yeah.
Probably a fucking Minotaur, I'll tell you what.
That's got to be what it is
goddamn
now.
Goddamn Minotaur. Well, maybe
one episode we'll meet your daddy, like your real daddy.
My real daddy.
Your real Minotaur daddy.
Point of order, it's been canonically established that his father is a dwarf and his mother was a halfling, which makes a Minotaur.
You might think Oxman, and I don't know why you would.
Yeah.
But no, it's dwarf halfling.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in all week long during our awesome
week
of content. It's been crazy. It's been fun.
E3 is over.
Thank God.
And we're going to be hurriedly getting ready for a hyperdrive at the end of the month. Meanwhile, check out all our awesome shows that we'll be doing at Gen Con. You can buy tickets. You can just search Hyper Rabbit Power Go to see all of our events. And there are more on their way. And hope this weekend you have a fun and restful, adventuresome time. Journey onward.
Journey onward.
Journey onward.
Bye. Bye.